Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny from Nats Park on 106.7 The Fan. We've been talking Nationals all day long, and we should. We're sitting here on the day of the first game of the division series. FP Santangelo was sensational. You missed him. Grab the podcast when we're done. GrantandDanny.com/audio. We're giving away NBA 2K18 on Xbox One at the end of next segment, end of the show. Of course, you can listen to the show on the move by downloading the all-new Radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. We'll also chat with our buddy Craig Heist in the booth here at Nats Park at 1:45. Has been covering the Nats for us all season long. When we give you our Nats spotlight, Heist will help us with that. Let's go around the NFC East. The Redskins are idle this weekend. Got a chance to gain some ground potentially, though. Some tough matchups in the NFC East. Danny, get us started. You want to go Eagles, Cards, Giants, Chargers, or Boys, Packers?
Let's start worst first. Somebody has to win unless they tie. This is hopefully not the 2016 repeat. The Giants and the Chargers, a combined total of 0 wins between them, but 8 losses to be spread around. It's at the New York Football Giants. The Chargers got to travel across the country. The Chargers are okay. I think the Giants are too. I know they're 0-4, and everybody's piling on them, and rightfully so. Ben McAdoo is overly cute as an offensive coordinator. They can't run the football. It's basically drop back and throw it to Odell Beckham, and when other receivers get involved and they're unnecessarily complex offense, sometimes good things happen. Catch and run with Engram, catch and run with Sterling Shepard. Brandon Marshall is very, very old. He remembers before the forward pass. But this Giants team, I think, will win this game. I still think they'll be annoying and a threat in the NFC East. They're not going to win it. They're already too far behind the eight ball. You're not going basically, 10-2 the rest of the way, but they aren't going to give up. I think they'll be a tough out for a couple teams. I think they win the game this weekend and maybe catch somebody else sleeping when they're not totally prepared.
I agree with you. This is one of those games where, again, I just can't believe that neither of these teams has
won.
Isn't
that ridiculous?
Both of them were good enough at the beginning of this season, in my opinion, to have flirted with the postseason in December, and it's just been a disastrous start to their year. I do think that the Giants beat the Chargers, but if they somehow fell to 0-5.
Oh, man.
It's a three-team division.
Yeah.
They don't matter anymore. Now, twice you've got to beat them, and they'll probably still split with you because it's the NFC East, and
that's what happens.
But, man, would it be nice to not have to worry about three teams. Let's go to the Eagles, who seem like they're the cream of the crop in the division so far. I think they have the easiest of the matchups
of
the three opponents this weekend. Dallas getting Green Bay is a tough game. The Giants have a Chargers team that can't afford to lose, or their season's officially over, may already be over. The Eagles have a team in the Cardinals that needed overtime to beat San Francisco that has not yet played one good game. They've been okay in stretches. Carson Palmer was great once, but collectively the Cardinals have disappointed. The bloom is off the rose for Bruce Arians. I look at Philadelphia. I see Carson Wentz as a quarterback who has made strides and is now somewhere in that 12 to 16 range in the NFL possibly, but who still makes one or two huge mistakes a game. He reeks of Jameis Winston to me. He's mobile enough to make plays with his feet. He can get outside the pocket. He can extend plays. He's got a little Ben Roethlisberger to him in that way. But he's not exceptionally accurate, and he makes one or two boneheaded plays every single week. They got to help him by running the ball. They did last week. If they commit to the run, they will have no problems with Arizona. Doug Peterson hates doing that. And so I actually think this will be a very close game. I take the Eagles by 4. I think this is a 24-20 contest.
I think the Eagles win it, but I'm with you. The Cardinals are disappointing. I think they're frauds. They're 2-2, but they're worse than 2-2. A lot of teams are 2-2 that are way better. The Cardinals could throw it, and Carson Palmer's going to have a turnover, maybe two that are bad. He'll probably have a sack fumble where he holds the ball for too long in the pocket, gets a strip sack. He'll throw a bad interception. Eagles 30th in passing yards allowed per game, though. That's their one weakness, is if their front four not getting home, which can happen if teams block it up correctly. Secondary is nothing to write home about. I think
Arizona
could throw the ball on
that. That stat surprises me after week one. Cousins didn't throw the ball for many yards against them in the first week. The Redskins had major issues moving the ball.
weeks after that, their big free agent acquisition cornerback is injured, and that's something I think that has affected them negatively. You could throw the
Darby, who they got in a trade.
Yeah, you could throw the ball on Philadelphia. They're better than Arizona. They're going to win this game, but Arizona might be a little bit frisky. If they had somebody step up besides Larry Fitzgerald, they could make a game of this thing. Who knows who that's going to be? Name that Brown, Nelson, Ellington out of the backfield. I don't know. I think Philadelphia wins at home.
Third game in the NFC East with the Redskins idol, the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers. Dallas wins. We're going to have to start giving this team more credit than you and I have because we both think right now they're pedestrian. Green Bay is a contender in the NFC, though. You can knock off the Packers. You can beat anybody in the NFC.
I think Dallas wins this game, and I don't have a great reason for that. On paper, the design right now, Green Bay is better, you would think, than Dallas, especially because Dallas hasn't played very well yet. No longer you do something, the more it is, that's who you are, not just, hey, it's a streak. This Green Bay team, you know, Davante Adams looks like he may or may not go in the concussion protocol, but they've got a couple guys always ready, willing, and able. To me, this comes down to, can Green Bay's defense do something similar to maybe what the Rams did in the second half of that Cowboys game? When the Cowboys had the lead, you thought, here they go. This is what they've done so many times, 13 times last year for wins. What they do is take the air out of the football, run it to Zeke Elliott, give it to Alfred Morris, Dak Prescott on some read option looks, run it down your throat with the occasional play pass in there. The Rams did something. They tightened that ship up. They got themselves right in that second half. Wade Phillips had a plan. I'm wondering if Green Bay will be able to do that from Jump Street and really put it to Dallas and make them one-dimensional. That's what Denver did to win. That's what the Rams ended up doing to win. We'll see if Green Bay can do that as well. I just had this weird feeling that Dallas is a sleeping giant that needed to be toppled a couple times. I think they get right this week and beat Green Bay. Hope I'm wrong, though.
The good news is that I would be really surprised, based on these matchups, is if the East can go 3-0 while the Redskins are taking their nap this weekend. One of these teams, probably Dallas in my opinion, even though you've got them winning, is going to lose. But I think all three of them could. The one team that has the best chance to win is the Eagles. But I could see an 0-3 before I saw a 3-0. And if that happens, the Redskins benefiting immensely at 500, 2-2, ready
will
to come
something
back. They got San Francisco, handle your business, beat a team you're better than, get to 3-2. Then you're back into division play for the first time, long time. Philly and Dallas back-to-back weeks. You got a shot to really solidify yourself as a playoff caliber team at the midway point, because that's where they'd be through those three games after the bye.
Then you got those five games still against your division. You control an awful lot in there. And listen, Rich Tandler did this on NBC Sports Washington.
Boom, you did it.
I'm not used to it yet. It's still very CSN in my head, and before it gets to my mouth, I have to change it to NBC Sports Washington.
Well, you shouldn't have CSN anymore. It was CSN Mid-Atlantic more recently. It was CSN,
yep,
then CSN Mid-Atlantic.
Right.
Now it's NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah. So NBC Sports Washington, I saw this. He had a nice little thing. It just sort of what we're all talking about. It's their path to the playoffs. You've got to be excellent in this division because you lost that first division game. So you've basically put yourself in a spot where you've got to figure out a way to go 4-1 maybe the rest of the way in your division. That'll get you to 6 wins. Then you've got to find a way, those non-division games, to get yourself to 10 wins. So that's 4 other wins out here in your other 8 games. So there is a path to do this, but you've got to be excellent in your division. If you're right around a 3-2 Philadelphia, a 2-3 or 3-2 Dallas with some games left to play against them, you control your own destiny a little bit. That's kind of all you can ask, having dropped a couple games with it they have.
Oh, that's Dukes.
Dukesy!
I see Chad Dukes getting ready for Chad Dukes versus the World live from Nats Park at 2 o'clock, 20 minutes away. We've got NBA 2K18 for you on Box 1. Next segment, we'll give that out. We'll be joined by Craig Heist. Get ready. Nats Spotlight will bounce around the diamond. Tell you which Nationals have the brightest lights on them in this series. You are listening to your flagship home for the playoff hosting Nationals tonight on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.